Okay, let's begin. Today I want to talk about a topic. We spoke about this here and there. We learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We learned about this in more detail, and I think we probably spoke about this in the past. But I want to review this in light of new material. New material that was Yotzei L'Or from the Sefer Higyunei HaParsha by Harav Aryeh Wasserman. Aryeh David Wasserman. The Sefer is second to none. Higyunei HaParsha. He goes through an inyan. L'chol Torotecha v'diktukecha v'chavonoseha. Fantastic, fantastic sefer. My new favorite sefer. Higyunei HaParsha. Okay, in this week's parsha, one of the topics is the requirement to make a bracha when you see a melech. Whether he is a melech from the Malchei Yisrael or a melech from the Umo Solam. Why does this topic fit into the theme of this week's parsha? The pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron v'yitzaveim. Hashem commanded Moshe v'Aaron El Bnei Yisrael, concerning the Jewish people, the El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Hashem commanded Moshe V'Aaron concerning Paro Melech Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Chazal, if the pasuk would have left those words out, we would not have known the difference. The fact that they are here is teaching us a very important lesson in the eyes of Chazal. Hashem taught Moshe V'Aaron that you have to give kavod to Paro. Paro is a melech. Paro is the king of the country. And therefore, when you speak with him, shkir have derech eretz for him. Don't do anything disgraceful. Rashi brings down this chazal on this week's pasuk paragvav mish pasuk yud gimel. Rashi's words are, Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva es Moshe v'Aaron lachlik leparoi kovoid bidivrehem. To give them honor. And in this idea actually appears next week's parashah as well, parashah's bow, v'yerdu chol avodecha illa elai. This was fulfilled. When did Moshe Rabbeinu fulfill these instructions? Next week's parasha, when Moshe told Paro that your servants will come down to me and tell me to leave. Moshe really should have said to Paro, you, Paro, will get out of your bed and your pajamas and come to me. But Moshe had derech eretz to Paro and did not tell Paro that you're going to come yourself, but instead spoke to Paro and said to him, Loshan Kavo, that your servants will come and it will grant us permission to leave Egypt. So we have here this very important Chazal, this pasuk is a din d'oraisa. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says that from this we learn, he says an incredible chiddush, that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to give cover to the melech.
Even though you hate the melech.
He hates his God, as long as he's not a Russia, as long as he's not a murderer, as long as you may not agree with his policies, okay, as long as he's not a Hitler, yimach shemo v'zichro, as long as he is operating according to the rules that of the world, you can't say about Baruch Hashem, Nina Shal Ches, you can't say about a king there in Russia, Chas Shalom, you can't say such a thing. As long as they're operating under a certain set of rules which are acceptable, you have a mitzvah, the Chassam Sofer says there is a mitzvah, de oraisa, to give kavod to the melech, based upon this pasuk.
What is the definition of the melech?
Very good. We're going to discuss that in great length at this moment, in a few moments. What is called the melech? Exact. So what is melech?
Paro wasn't a murderer.
No? So what? So Paro killed Jewish children. So you're asking a very good question. Paro, why do we consider Paro to be a Hitler? So the truth is, at this point in time, the gzeir was bottled. The gzeir was only short-lived. Hava nischak mol kol adain hayilod hayoret hashlichu. There's a Ramban that actually talks about this, that the gzeira, it was short-lived. The gzeira was over. The gzeira was over at the point when Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with Paro. He was not dealing at a time when they were actually killing Jewish people. They were not killing them. They were just subjugating them. They were slaves. The Chartum told them the Savior was already born, so they stopped. So the gzeira at this point was bottled. It was bottled, and there was a Ramban that really addresses this question. What was because of Havan Ischak Molo, and the Ramban very surprisingly puts a very positive spin on it. That Paro wasn't as bad as we make him. Okay, it's hard to really grasp the full depth of the Ramban, but that's, we have to look at the Ramban inside. But we have here the Chassam Sofer, mitzvah derayis, we've covered to the melech. Okay, now let's discuss the two brachas. The two brachas, when you see, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? It's in the Gemara, it's in the Gemara Masechta, brachas daf nun ches, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Rambam, it's all over the place. If you see, let's talk about one thing at a time, a chochm. Before we go to the king, because we're going to discuss all these things are interrelated, if you see a chochm, a wise man from a member of Klal Yisrael, a very great Talmud chochm. What bracha do you make? Baruch shecholak michochmaso liyireyav. Hashem, you have cholak, you have separated from your wisdom to the people who fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If you see a genius among the umos, what bracha do you make? Baruch shenosan michochmaso libasar vadam. So if you see a non-Jew who is a brilliant mind, shenosan michochmaso talmud chacham shecholak. Next category. You see a king.
What about a
once in 30 days? Yeah.
What about a genius? A year.
Oh, I'm going to come to that. I'm going to come to that in a few moments. Einstein. We're going to come to that in a few moments. Very good question. And then let me ask you a better question. The new material. New material. This is what he includes with this sefer. Beautiful question. What would happen if in the United States? Well, let's go to that. One moment. We'll come to this point you made in a moment. Right. Next case. Let's say a melech. What bracha do you make for a melech? Malchei Yisrael. A Jewish king. A Jewish king, which I assume means even, it's very, what does it mean? Does he have to have a Malchus David? What about a melech? Let's say we were living during the time of the Yerov ben Nevat. The Malchei Yisrael, who are illegitimate to some degree. I can't say illegitimate because the Navi sanctioned that they can exist and they should be kings. But they were not anointed with the Shemla Mishcha. Similarly, it's the same thing. A person has authority over the Jewish people. And for that matter, you can argue even the Prime Minister of Israel. We can discuss that in a moment. Do you make a bracha on Bibi Netanyahu? Do you make a bracha? You can argue that you could make a halacha l'maisa, so we don't. But you can make it, you can argue that you can make a bracha. Okay, we're going to talk about all these things. Everything is not so poshut. But if you see a person's the melech over Yisrael, it doesn't have to necessarily mean that you are a malchus David, that you are from Shevet Yehuda, lo yasa Shevet Yehuda. It just means that you have control, you have authority over Achenu b'nei Yisrael. The bracha is Baruch Shecholak Michivodo, from the kavod. Doesn't say from the gevura. Doesn't say from all the various words in the dictionary that you can come up with. The Chazal were very precise, and that's going to be a very big nafkamina in a few moments. Keep in mind this word, nichvoidoi, from the kavod li yireyav, to those who fear him, which means that he must be fully observant Shom Shabbos. Is the Prime Minister of Israel Shom Shabbos?
No.
Not Shom Shabbos? He's not Machal Shabbos for Hesi, though, is he? I don't think so. Not for Hesi. So that's already saving grace. That's already begeder. You can argue that's already begeder yireyav. It has to be yireyav. What about if you see a king from the Umos Olam? Okay, talk about a real king. If you can find one, maybe you can find one in Africa somewhere, third world country. Baruch, Queen Elizabeth is not so simple. Halacha l'maisa, she's pretty good. She's from the better. Queen Elizabeth, I think she has one up over Obama as far as halacha. Will come in a moment. We're running out of time. But you make the baruch. Baruch shenosan nichvodo lebasar v'dam. Okay, so notice. Notice there are two things to take note of. Number one is the term Chazal chose was kavod. Number two, the chilek between nosan and cholak. What's the difference between these two words? So all the mafarshim, they come out to say the same thing, is that when a Jew, a Yisrael, receives a gift from a Kadosh Baruch, whether it's in chokhma and whether it's in kavod, he fully ran. He's a yireyav. He's the one who fears a Kadosh Baruch. He's fully cognizant that the gift is not, it's not for himself. I was not given this, an amazing insight. This is something new. All the stuff I'm trying to tell is new things, which are new, at least new to me. And this topic, a person fully recognizes that it's not personal. I've been given a gift. Nothing you have in this world is for you to take with you. It's only something that you have to use for the future as a means of being marbeh the kvoit shemayim. Hashem gave man chokhma. I'm going to use it in order to be marbeh the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the chokhma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So therefore the word shecholak is a better word. Cholak, to some degree, is a less powerful word than shenosan. Nosan means here, it's for you. I have nothing to do with it. Legally, it's yours. I'm giving you away. I have no part in this. Shecholak means I'm going to split it. I'm going to give part of what I have. I'm going to give it to you, which means you're always going to have to associate what you have back to me. A Jew always recognizes that what he has is always a reflection upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The honor that he has received and the chokhmah he has received is not to be taken, is not to be abused. It's not to be used personally for his own benefit. It's being used for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A non-Jew does not have this understanding, does not have this gift to recognize this fact, and therefore when he receives honor, and when he sees chokhmah, he takes it for himself. Okay, now, the Gemara says, the very fasting halacha, Okay, just to touch, this just to touch on the topic. When a person, this the Chazal was so makbid, the person should go give cover to a melech. They even allowed you to violate an iser derabban on stepping upon the on tumas mace. Tumas a kohen can be metame midrabbanon, can be metame derabbanon and step on graves of non-Jews in order to go and witness the king, to see the king in order to make the bracha. There's a debate among the rishonim. Does this mean that you're allowed it, just like a kohen can do an iser derabbanon of tuma? Does that mean that you can violate any iser derabbanon in order to be mechabi the melech, to give cover to the melech? This is debatable. Some say no, it's limited only to kohanim with regard to walking, traveling tumas meis, and some say no, this is a license to do any iser derabbanon that is necessary in order to give kavod to the melech. To give kavod to the melech, whether it's Jew or non-Jew, that's also debatable. Does it apply if you want to lift iser derabbanon, is it for Jews and non-Jews, or it's only tumas meis and not? But that's some learn that's how far it goes. The importance of giving honor to the king, to lift, Chazal lifted the iser derabbanan. Then there's another Chazal. Chazal say, why is it important that a person should go see the kavod of the melech? Then there's a Rashi. Rashi says, because if you'll merit Shem Yisku, the Gemara Shem Yisku, you'll be able that when you'll be able to appreciate. Yeah. That the appreciate no, not Mashiach, we also appreciate that the kavod that Hashem gives an average person for fulfilling the mitzvah is even greater than a king of this world receives in Malchus. I'll read you the actual Rashi, if I can find it quickly. Here it is. Rashi says, "Shemi sheroya malchei umos olam yavchin yeser kavod." The additional honor, noitlei schar mitzvos, a regular average person receives for doing a simple mitzvah, more than the kavod of a human being, a president of the United States, or the kavod of a king receives in this world. Schar mitzvah yosvi mashachoya kavod umos boelam alza. Incredible chiddush. This is Rashi brachas. Brachas and daf nun ches amir alf. Okay, so it's an investment. It's an investment. The time will come when Mashiach will come, when tzaddikim will be given reward for, where every person will be given reward for the mitzvah, and you'll then be able to reflect. You'll have this vision in your mind of the kavod you saw the melech receive, and you'll recognize that the kavod you get for doing a simple mitzvah of putting on a pair of tzitzis is greater than the reward a king of the world receives in all of his glory. Unbelievable chiddush. Now, not everyone says that interpretation. The Torah, when he quotes Halacha, says it's not the pshat. He says it refers to the cover that the Melech HaMashiach will receive. That when we merit, Mirz Hashem, Mashiach will come, and we'll witness the Melech HaMashiach. We will see the honor he gets, and then we'll be able to reflect on the honor that the Melech HaMashiach receives is infinitely greater than the cover that even the greatest, most honored person in this world receives. Okay, that's one idea. Now, next interesting shaila. What happens if you have a king who has both chokhmah and kavod? Chokhmah, he's the wise of all men, and he is, and he's also a melech. Shlomo HaMelech. What would happen if we would be able to go back in time and visit Shlomo HaMelech? Chokhmah mikol ha'adam. There is no question you can make on Shlomo HaMelech the bracha of shecholak michachmaso liyireyav. And there's no question you can make the bracha on Shlomo HaMelech shecholak michvodo liyireyav. So the question is, do you no shecholak? A Jewish king, you make the bracha shecholak. You always say the word shecholak by a Jewish king, by a Jew. By a guy, you say shenosan. What?
You were referencing the second bracha.
Right, so what happens if you see Shlomo HaMelech? He has both going for him. He's the chacham mikol adam, and he's also a melech. Do you make two brachas, or do you combine...
Shecholak with two sections.
So do you divide into two parts the bracha? Do you do that, or do you make two separate brachas? So the answer to the Pesachim says no. This is a point you saw. You don't outsmart Chazal. You make two separate brachas. You don't stop playing around with the matbea shetov v'chachamim b'brachas. You make two separate brachas. And therefore, this everyone quotes this. Every sefer Yomar, they call this Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, says when Mashiach comes, we're going to make four brachas. When you zoich, Yeret Hashem, b'kod ha'mamish, to see Melech HaMashiach, four brachas. Number one, there's definitely going to be 600,000 people that are going to be present. Who's not going to want to come out and see Melech HaMashiach? So the bracha of Chacham Horozim, came as a special bracha you make when there are 600,000 Jews in one location. Chacham Harazim, the wise, Hashem sees all the secrets. And then we're going to make the bracha, the Melech HaMashiach is going to be the wise man, Shecholak Mechachmaso. And we're going to make the bracha, he's going to be the Melech HaMashiach, he's going to be the king, he's going to be in charge. We'll make the bracha, Shecholak Mechvodo. And then we're going to make the bracha, HaToyv HaMeitiv. It's good news. It's good news for us, good news for the world. Hatayah, these are going to be the four brachos that will be recited when we're coming of Mashiach. Ooh, which one do you say first? Good question. They don't discuss that.
No, okay. Let's say you see.
Okay, let's go. Okay, I'm running out of time. I want to cover quick things.
Who's a wise man?
Okay, let's run through. What about a king? Let's discuss, cut to the chase, the president of the United States. Or as the terminology they used, the early Achronim uses, the Rosh. Of the no, they use the word of the republic. The republic, okay, republic. Every democracy is called a republic. Something along those lines. So, do you make what we call today? Do you make a bracha on the president of the United States? Do you make a bracha on the prime minister? Do you make a bracha on the queen of England?
Head of state,
the head of state. So he brings. So the bottom line is, so that's a mishnah. That's a tefillah. You can dream a spell all you want. Let's talk about, do you make a bracha? The bracha of a shema malchus. So the issue is, there are basically three mahalchim, different jiddis. Some say you do make the bracha, and there are plenty of sources to rely upon. If you want to make the bracha, kol hakavod, you can make a bracha. If you meet the president of the United States, you can make the bracha of Shem Malchus. There are many places that say you can make the bracha, and I'll show you why for various reasons, some that are new to me, new ideas, news. And then, that's the common reason, the pardon is posh, but there's other reasons that you don't even need that. You make a bracha. And then there are poskim that say you can make a bracha, but you should make the bracha below Hashem Malchus. You should not say Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And then there's the opinion that say no, you don't do anything. You don't even bother doing that. Zero zilch. Three mach. Now, what are the major issues? The earliest source is the Radvaz. The Radvaz, he quotes. This is the earliest source. He quotes from a person who appears to be from maybe even the Rishon, Radeinu Avraham Bar Yitzchak Av Besdin. Okay, I'm not sure we know who this person is, but we do. Avraham, everyone is Mefalpel. It all starts with this very great person, Rabbeinu Avraham Bar Yitzchak Av Besdin. He's quoted in Sefer Eshkol. He is the Baal Sefer Eshkol. And the Rishon. And the Radvaz was from the also, Radvaz was like the early, the very late Rishon, maybe early Acharon, the Radvaz. He quotes this Sefer Eshkol, and what he says is something very shocking. He says you don't need to be the king in order to make the bracha. Basically, he lowers the bar. If you want to make the bracha, you don't need to be the king. You can be a governor. You can be a mayor. You can be a community organizer. You don't need to be a king. You be an askan. Askanim in the FJJ in Flatbush, right? The askanim. All you need, he says, is you need to have the power of life and death. And no one can overturn your rule. And it was very common in ancient times, you know, before technology, kings don't have the power to control the daily affairs. So they have a lot of assistants, they have a lot of governors, they have a lot of lower levels nobles, and they say, listen, you take care of Flapish. Right. You're in charge of Flapish. I give you authority. You can even, you have life and death. The guy's the mayor. The guy is the mayor, but the mayor has control, life and death, and no one has the power to overrule his authority. So Rabbeinu Avraham Bar Yitzchak Abesin says that is sufficient. You just have authority of life and death, and why? Now here's this is what we're holding. Why? This is the lumbus. Lumbus is kavod. What is? You have to study the nusach of the bracha. Shecholak nichvoider lebasa v'dam. Kavod. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence? What is the most basic thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. HaChayim v'hamaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mi yichye mi yamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach is a koyach of life and death. If you have a koyach of life and death, you have the cover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need to drive around in the beast. You don't need to get, if the president comes to town, the mayor is a nobody. He's a nobody of a nobody. No one even give him a second look. But he has power. Power is everything. Power is everything. And this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Power. That's all that counts. Now, many want to come along and say, this is the Radvaz Mefalpel with this. From this we learn that if you're the Melech, you get, even if you don't have the power of life and death, that's even more pasha that you. That's also kavod. You're in charge. If you're in charge, that's enough to make the bracha m'shem malchus, which basically means that b'zman hazeh, exactly, every head of state, even if you live in a country where a prime minister, Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister do not have the power to pardon. They don't have the power, right? That's what I've read. The prime minister, Bibi Netanyahu, has no power at all over life and death, much less than the president of the United States. There's no shlita over these matters whatsoever. I mean, you can send people in harm's way, indirectly. You can send an army to go to war that you're going to lose.
There's no death penalty in Israel, so he doesn't have to pardon.
You can send...
There is. They just don't use it.
You can send... Look, the prime minister can send... I don't know how all the protocol how it works. In cabinet approval, I don't know. You can send an army on a suicide mission, and they're all going to die. So you're sending them to their death. All right, I don't know, but they're a cloud. Let's say you have a political leader that doesn't even have that power. You can't even go to war. You can't do anything unless there's a haskom asam. It doesn't matter. Many want to be medayik from this earliest source is that just being head of state, you're the melech. Melech means you're the top person with the all everyone bows down to, even if you don't have the Radvaz means, even if you're nobody, you don't have the covered hamalchus. You're just your ordinary Tom, Dick, and Harry running around the streets. But you have shlit of that's also good enough. No. But if you have the real deal, you're the melech manish. You're the head of state. The whole world is bowing down. You're the head of the free world. There's no greater. What are you waiting for? What more can you possibly want to make the bracha of a shame of malchus? It's a very powerful argument. Okay, so therefore this is a makar you can make the bracha. Now the other makar you mentioned before is you don't mamish, you need the power of the pardon. Now I'll bring you a beautiful raya to this. The power to pardon is even greater than the power to put to death. What is the bracha? The bracha is shecholak nichvoidai, shenasa nichvoidai. What do we say in kedusha every Shabbos? Baruch kivoid Hashem mekaymai, kivoidai ayem mekaym kivoidai. Where is the mekaym? Luma sam baruch yemer baruch v'Hashem mekaym who yifen berachamim. The ikar kavoid of the melech is the koyach of rachamim. Rachamim is the pardon. It's no big deal to kill. Every thug can go around and shoot a cop or chashon. Okay, that's not the koyach. The koyach of the melech is yifen berachamim. That's the koyach. That's the koyach of a melech. The melech, if the king can pardon, you have a president can pardon, well, that this is manish kavod malchus. So you certainly with low sum you can make a bracha b'shem malchus. Okay, these are two very powerful reasons why you can make a bracha. The president of the United States, he's the head of state, he's the head of the free world, and the melech that itself is more than enough. Forget about all the other laws. And the other reason is because the koyach of pardoning is even a greater koyach than the koyach of putting to death. And he also can put to death. We know that there's a whole another side of the government where the president, executive power, can do a lot of things. And then there's the other side, other Paiskim say not so pashet, okay, the other hold that since he's only for a period of time, he can be impeached, the president is subject to a set of rules, he does not have the koyach to be meirish his malchus to his children, he doesn't wear special clothing, he doesn't. Another very interesting thing, another fascinating yisod. The president, according to halacha, does not have an entourage. It's an incredible chiddush I saw. One of the
Secret service.
Secret service is protection. That's not called malchus. Mal security. They came to Eretz Yisrael. A year ago, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He came with 400 members security team. A 400 member security team, secret service. Besides that, the whole Eretz Yisrael was mobilized for security. The whole country. What?
The
mechanic. But they brought with him 400 people. So they said, isn't this malchus? This is an entourage. This is not malchus. These are 400 security personnel. Malchus, what? That's not what malchus is. Malchus, the malchus time of Chazal wasn't security. It was you come with the cabinet. You come with...
So he has a cabinet.
But it's not the full glory. It's not equivalent to the way it's described in Chazal. What Malchus was when the king comes, he comes with all of the sarim. So you can argue this point, but just because secret service, according to some, does not qualify as a show of Malchus, that's not a show of Malchus. Okay, so this some say therefore you make the bracha or you don't make a bracha at all. Okay, another important issue before we conclude, winding down. Another important issue. This is a very important issue. This is starting the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Rav Sheshes. once Rav Sheishis was blind and Rav Sheishis was having a chat with some of the tzedokim. They were trying to mitzvah, and Rav Sheishis says that, and then he made a bracha when the king passed, when the Goyish king passed. So they said, you can't even see him, how can you make a bracha? Says, it doesn't matter, you make a bracha even though you don't see. So there's a very big debate, what bracha did Rav Sheishis mamash make a bracha of Shem Malchus when he did not see him, or did Rav Sheishis just say, he gave him a bracha, he just said some compliment. The nafkamina is, the very big nafkamina, when you're, let's say you're on the street and you hear word, the president is here in town, and you happen to be in Manhattan or wherever you are, and you see the entourage pass, you see the beast and 20 limousines and the police and the motorcycles and the ambulance and the communication jeep coming behind, and the guy carrying the football to destroy the world is traveling behind, but you don't see him because the glass is tinted. Can you make the bracha? So they want to be telling Rav Sheishis. Rav Sheishis was blind. The machlekes they were showing him. He did. He see. Did not see. What's the shosh of the machlekes? A beautiful word. Do you make the bracha on the person, on the gavra, or on the kvoid malchus, the honor of the malchus? If it's totally in the gavra, on the person, you have to physically see the human being. You got to see him. If you don't see him, you can't make the bracha. But many say Rav Sheishis made the bracha. He didn't see. He was blind, and he made the bracha because he sensed exactly. You have to sense that you see the kavod malchus, the honor of the malchus, the entourage. You don't have to see the king. You see the whole procession. This is the kavod malchus. That is sufficient to make a bracha. Okay, winding down. A very interesting shaila. Fascinating shaila. What's going to happen? By the way, the one other thing, the Kaf HaChaim is a beautiful bracha. Kaf HaChaim is a nusach that when you make the bracha, people don't know about this nusach, the Kaf HaChaim, that when you make the bracha, when you see the king, you make the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Akhine Melech Olam, Shenosan, Chvoide, Lubasa, Vedam, and he has a Yehi Ratzon. He Ratzon, Milfanech Hashem, Lekeinu, his nusach is, I should be Zoichet to see Mashiach, and I should talk and see the difference between the kafir. You know, he puts a negative smit on it. It's a fascinating Kaf HaChaim. You know, if I could find it over here, he puts a twist.
Yeah, after you make the bracha, you spit on the ground.
He basically say, I should now be zoicha to see the Melech HaMashiach and be able to be mafkin the difference between what I've just seen and the Melech HaMashiach. So you use it as an impetus to be mevakesh the coming of Mashiach. Okay, but here's the interesting shaila. What happens if you see Albert Einstein? Anyone here ever see Albert Einstein? Anyone was zoicha to see Albert Einstein?
No, his brain.
in a museum. So what bracha would you make in Albert Einstein? Albert Einstein, as far as I know, was not a Shem Torah Mitzvah, the best that I know. Okay? And so can you call him a Yureyev? I don't know. It's not for me to discuss this. You can't judge a person, the Yureyev, not Yureyev. But l'chayra, you don't make the bracha on him, the bracha of Shecholak Mechachmasa L'Yureyev. L'chayra not. Because he wasn't Shem Torah Mitzvahs, and his chachma was not, he never heard over someone in based in Lakewood saying over a vart from Einstein. A shtickle Torah to the Mazra Sher Rambam from Albert Einstein. You don't hear such things.
You hear it all the time.
What?
You go into any store, you say, what's the price? They say, it's relative.
Relative, okay. Okay, so you don't hear this. So l'chayra, you don't make the bracha shecholak mechachmasa l'yireyav. L'chayra not. So what bracha do you make then? So l'chayra, you make the bracha, if you would see Albert Einstein, you make the bracha she nasan nechach masel lebasa v'dam. Right? L'chayra, that's what the bracha. And I'm willing to bet there are poskim that say that's what you should do. However, I don't know where I saw this, but this sticks in my mind. This is very strong. I saw this somewhere. Is that there was a gadol, a very big gadol. I don't know who it was, who said that no, on Albert Einstein you don't make a bracha at all. No bracha. Because on a Jew, the only bracha you make is, on a Jew, is the bracha of Shecholak, his role in this world, if you're a Jew, is to use the Chachma. I mean, science is also Chachma. But there has to be a recognition that it is Yireyav, and it has to be Shecholak, Mechachma, so Yireyav. So if a Jew is not using his Koichos to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam and to some degree channel the Chochma to a Mahakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't make a bracha at all. You can't make a bracha Shecholak Mechmaso Liyreya because you're not following the program. And to go now say you make the bracha Shenosan, that's what you make for a Goy. You're a Jew. You have higher standards. Haflin Mefel is such a chiddush to say such a thing. But this is said. This, I don't know where I saw this, but this is said. Yeah.
He did believe in God, right?
Okay, so you have to. Okay, so you have to really be careful then, because maybe in a Hanami, he would qualify. Because who are we to judge who's called Yireyov? And once he automatically Yireyov, so all the Chachma mail is all geared to a Gribu in Kvayt Shemaim in a Hanami. So maybe you're right. Maybe Albert Einstein, you would make the bracha shecholak mechachmaso li Yireyov in a Hanami. But Lu Yitzu, you would find a Jew who's an atheist, if there is such a thing, Chas V'Shalom. Then you're stuck. You can't make nishtahin nishtaher. You can't make the brach at all. So fine, I heard this in the past. I heard this in the past a long time ago. But this is what he was mechadish in the sefer, which is fascinating to me. What would happen, lo yitzuya, if the president of the United States is a shomer Shabbos, is a Jew? What? Is a shomer Shabbos? Let's make it simple. So he's Yireyov. L'chol adeyas.
Had
Joel Lieberman become the president of the United States? What bracha would you make when you go visit Joe Lieberman? Do you make the bracha shecholak nichvoida according to the shittas that we said that you make a bracha on the head of state no matter what because it can pardon because it's stam is head of state? So do you make the bracha shecholak nichvoida liyreyov? Because he's a Jew, he's a Yireyov, and he's received the kavod. Or do you make the bracha since he's leading the umos olam? His role is not to lead the Israel, so he's part of the umos. Lead the umos olam. Fascinating question. A lot of the Gedolim that they held were in the middle view that they held the stifles that you should not make a bracha on the president of the United States, and he calls Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach says that Rav Yosef Chaim Zeinfeld, he went and met with the king of Jordan, and he made the bracha. He did make the bracha.
He didn't want to go to the king of Jordan.
He did make the bracha on the king of Jordan. He made the Satan Rav Paskin to his Hasidim when they met with the president not to make the bracha. And the Stibler Gaon also said, you did not make the bracha on the President of the United States. I know they said, Rosin once said that they said that in his day they would say that, like we said before, there are two dinim in the president. There's the president, and there's the Kvod Malchus. And he'd said over that in his day they would say that until Nixon was degraded, the Kvod Malchus, the minhag was to make a bracha on the melech, on the President of the United States. That tipped the scale. There was Kvod Malchus in America. When Nixon was mevazeh, the Kvod Malchus, he took the Malchus and he dragged it in the mud, and that totally lowered the standard. Today you can talk on the radio, you can say about the President of the United States, halfway of a fella, what comes out of the mouth of Rush Limbaugh, halfway of a fella, what comes out of his mouth, if such a thing could happen in this country, and this is, then you can be paid billions of dollars, be the richest man in America for doing this, there's something wrong with the Kvod Malchus, the Mela, tipping the scale. We're missing a lot of things. We're missing the full entourage. We're missing the clothing. We're missing the respect. That's really what we're missing the most. But listen, on the other hand, you can't underestimate the power Hafle of a fella. There's no more powerful person in the world. That's a fact. Than the President of the United States, and that, according to many people, is more than enough to make the bracha of Shenosan Michvoday Lebasa Vedam. Have a wonderful day.
Ich will nicht die Kippen, weil ich nicht mehr mal da in euch hoffe, ich will nicht mehr jagen, weil ich